This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. You can find out more about us at kjradio.com. And let me tell you, if you are on some sort of a medication, series of medications, and you pay more than $50 a month in prescription costs, you might want to pay attention. RxHelpCenters.com. If you go to these guys, and let's say you pay $170 for your prescription drugs, they will get them for you for $50. You'll put $120. Yeah, that's right. $120. That was a joke, leftist. I know how to count. A month back into your pocket. Now, I don't know if you could use a, you know, additional $1,500, $1,200 or so a year, whatever it is. But it's actually $1,440 a year. But if you want to do that, that's the way you want to go about it. These guys are excellent. I can tell you this because I've done it. My friends have used it. And it works. $50 a month. I don't care if you got six medications, two medications. I don't care whether they cost you $70 or $1,070. They will get them for $50. It's not, they don't make any more money off you than the $50 it takes for them to get this thing going for you. And it is a real hassle to do it. And that's why they're able to do this. So, fixed income folks, maybe you got elderly parents or grandparents or something like this. Let them know about this. RxHelpCenters.com. Anyway, lots going on today, folks, in the news. We've talked about a lot of it. Embarrassing stuff that happened over the weekend. The stats in Chicago with shootings and this Facebook dude and, you know, shooting a brother, an older brother, doing nothing, minding his own business, and on the left's attack on Donald Trump and you, and but the softening of some of the stances of the left on Donald Trump. Some of these people coming out now going, ooh, you know what, maybe Donald Trump isn't as bad as we thought. That's starting to happen. You're being vindicated across the board. And waking up in the morning knowing, folks, that you are finally breathing fresher air. That the bird, you can hear the birds chirping. Now, I don't know about you. I woke up, I was like, what's that? What is that sound? It was birds going, Trump, 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 Trump. We love Trump. And I was like, look at the little birdies paying homage to Donald Trump. Good for you, little birdies. The same with you folks. Hey, speaking of birds, this story cracked me up. Talk about ingenuity. Dude breaks into a house and he does the unthinkable. He does the unthinkable. Let me just, as far as criminals go, to quote Denzel Washington in Training Day, my Negro, okay? But I cleaned it up for radio. But that's what Denzel Washington's character would say after a dude did something miraculous. In the movie, black dude breaks into your home. I want you to picture. Come with me on this journey. Black guy breaks into your home. You find him in there, and you know what he's doing? He's cooking chicken. What? Holy mother stereotypes. This dude is cooking chicken. What next? Brother baking some cornbread and throwing down on some collard greens? Brother was cooking chicken when this white lady got home. I mean, talk about living up to stereotypes. Or was he a sleepwalking short order cook? That's what, when I saw this story, I was like, okay, well, maybe he's so used to cooking that he just is sleepwalking. He's like, I must cook chicken. I must cook chicken. I mean, dude couldn't make, you know, like foie gras or something. No, chicken. He's frying up some chicken. Fox News reports this. Here's how it says. You could say he was cooking up trouble. Deputy said an alleged burglar made himself right at home inside Samantha O'Neill's kitchen. O'Neill said when she arrived home with her sister and a friend, she saw 34-year-old Ronald Wesley standing over her stove. I walked in to him standing here with this pot of oil where he was frying chicken, the strainer right here, this chicken in the freezer that he got cut open. Frying chicken, O'Neill explained. She said the alleged burglar had taken some chicken and sausage from her refrigerator and appeared to be drunk off of his sister's liquor. Melissa Stanley, O'Neill's sister, said he was in here drunk as a skunk just being Betty Crocker. How could you arrest this brother? Let him finish the meal. He might have served it up with, who knows? We messed up a top chef. Cut his career before it even began. Now Ronald's in jail. What you in jail for, man? Oh, dude, I'd rather not say. come on, man. Tell me, man. What you in jail? Oh, man. I was cooking some white ladies some chicken. Oh, man. Well, what an embarrassment as a black dude. Because they'll be like, they didn't like it. Yeah, man. It's them herbs and spices, you know. White people like plain chicken. I put too many herbs in it. I don't even know what to say. Is this even a crime? Seriously, is this even a crime? In the leftist control world where we live, this very well may not be a crime. Or if it is a crime, I suggest to you that the crime may very well be against the two white women who own that home. After all, they employed a black man, and I'm using my finger quotes, employed a black man to cook them chicken. Whether he knew he was supposed to cook chicken or not, that is not for him to say. He was cooking chicken when they came home, and he did not get paid. Where's the NCAA? I mean, the NAACP. Where's the NAACP when you need them? So the article goes on to say that O'Neill screamed. She was stunned. And then they did whatever they could to get Wesley out of the house. She said, I was scared. My sister was scared, she explained. I just wanted him off the property, so I picked him up and I threw him out the gate. She picked him up? He's not a big dude, but really? The women then called for help. And Alachua County Sheriff's deputies found Wesley wandering nearby, and they arrested him. Thankfully, he survived this police encounter, because guess what? He could have been shot. So Wesley lives to cook another day for some unsuspecting white folks once he's released. Whew. I'm just glad nobody was charged. Because these white ladies could have been charged. Felonious chicken cooking. What else are we going to talk about? Donald Trump and Maxine Waters and this whole tax day deal. Maybe we'll get into that. And also there's a couple things that are going to surprise you that are racist. I should call this show the Surprise Racist Show or something like that. Because the stuff that the left will tell you is racist is getting wilder and wilder. Is that a good way to set this up? What do you think? It is, isn't it? These are the strangest stories we've seen in a long time. You got to admit this. Where'd you guys find that? Seriously. Gateway Pundit or something? Anyway, short break. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson is the Kevin Jackson Show. Author of Race Pimping, speaker, bon vivant. If you're interested in having me come speak to you about issues, I don't care if it's at your house. If you can get me there and we can work out an agreement where, you know, it's worth my time, I'm happy to do it. I would love to do fundraisers, you name it. Because you know what? Getting the word out is what we do here. And we've now got our charitable trust set up so you guys can donate and it's free and all, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, let us know if you're interested. You can reach out to me at kevinjackson.us on that. Snortable chocolate. I was thinking, does the world not have, is chocolate not seductive enough on its own when it's in your fingertips and you're licking it, you know, off of the, what else? Now you can snort it? Holy Nestle's quick. Snortable chocolate. What is this story? All I can tell you is, why do you need to snort it? Next, what, are they going to be shooting it up our arms like heroin addicts? Chocolate is addictive enough without figuring out other ways to ingest it in your body. What next? They're going to, you know, they say if you put alcohol in, if you take alcohol through your anus, through your butt, the drunk hits like, I don't know, 9 times faster. I just made that up, but it's a lot faster. I didn't realize that. The absorption qualities of your, you know, your, what is it, your colon is so much better than when you drink it into your belly and then it absorbs that way. So people will do that. They will pour liquor right in their mungie. I'm just saying, why not add chocolate, huh? I mean, or watermelon. Okay, injectable watermelon, black folks. By the way, Southerners love watermelon too. You white folks eat a lot of watermelon. Don't front. Don't pretend. How do we get these things where it's like, you black folks love that chicken? Black folks love that chicken. White folks love chicken just as much as black folks do. I'm telling you right now, I've seen it with my own eyes. White folks eat chicken like it's going out of style. Slurping it, licking the fingers, and Southern fried chicken. It isn't just black. That's not soul food. Some white boys across the street from me where I live, they're gay couple. Man, I got to tell you, those dudes can throw down on some food, some Southern cooking. And the one who's kind of the girl of the two, his mom taught him how to cook. And I'm telling you what, God bless the woman. He brought over the holidays, he brought over some black-eyed peas and some greens. That I hate to admit this in public, and I'm glad my grandmother is not alive to hear this, but it put hers to shame. I'm just telling you, that big old white boy could flat out throw down in the kitchen. How do we get these stereotypes, though? How do we get the stereotypes that black folks are the people that eat chicken, fried chicken, and watermelon? I know white people that will eat a whole watermelon in a sitting. Love it that much. So, I don't even know, maybe I could count on my hand, one hand, the number of people I've run into in my life who don't like watermelon. So, how did black folks get that? Chitlins, I understand. When we were working for Massa, he gave us all the rots of the hog. So we were like, okay, we ain't throwing this away. So we ate the kidney and the liver and the heart and all that. I get it. Even the brain. Even pork rinds. We cook the skin of a hog. That's how desperate. How hungry do you have to be to go, I'm going to eat the skin? Well, I guess we eat chicken skin, but okay. Don't even try to get in my head. I'm just saying, but how? Eat the skin of a hog? I wouldn't eat the skin of a hog. I guess if you cooked it hard enough, I'd be like, okay, well, it tastes pretty good. But I wouldn't do it normally. I would have to be hungry because I would eat the pork tenderloin first. Wouldn't you? Do you care? Do you eat pork? I'm not trying to imply you're Muslim. I mean, you're fish belly white. Why would I imply that? I'm not saying that you couldn't be Timothy McVeigh. I'm just saying, yeah, well, don't get on my case while I'm on the radio. I'll jump you. You know me. I show no quarter. Ah, snortable chocolate. Let me get a hit of that right there. Hey, excuse me, audience, while I give me a hit of this snortable chocolate. Snortable chocolate. By the way, we don't have any snortable chocolate here. But if we did, you know it would be cut down to baby powder. Y'all couldn't even afford to buy me snortable chocolate, the good stuff, right? Oh, dark chocolate. Yeah. Yeah, of course I want dark chocolate. I don't want that vanilla. What is it? The milk chocolate? That's been cut. I want it right off the cocoa. Who knew we could actually talk this long about snortable chocolate? What else would you want to snort? I mean, think about it. Snortable shrimp. I love shrimp, but I don't think I'd want to snort it. What's your favorite food? Don't give me something obscure like, you know, I mean, like, okay, so chocolate. So what's your favorite sweet? How about that? Could we do snortable mints? See, a snortable mint I can almost understand because you're still going to get a blast, right? That minty fresh flavor. You're like, whoo, that's pretty refreshing. You know, like snortable horseradish. Snortable chocolate. Snortable honey. What, snortable Worcestershire. What would be the strangest snortable thing that you might actually like? I mean, think about it. Like, let's say you were eating sushi, and instead of putting the ginger right on the sushi or the horseradish, you did snortable horseradish ginger flavor. So you eat the sushi, and you get a chaser, you know? Would it be green? I don't, It is green. I would hope it's green, because if it's white, people would think you're snorting coke. Snortable chocolate. Snortable whipped cream, yeah. Or snortable butter. Snortable butter. What could... Just think about it. I mean, I'm sure you'd end up jacking up your body some kind of way that we're thinking about all this, but what would it... Would the flavors be? I wouldn't do pepper. You know, see, that's the thing. You can taste pepper and be okay, but you snort it and you're sneezing. So what? You may not even be able to snort all that kind of stuff. Because when I saw this article about snortable chocolate, it made me think immediately of Nestle's Quick. When I was a kid, when my grandmother brought home Nestle's Quick, I was in heaven. I loved it. Making regular milk into chocolate milk. It was not racially motivated either, white people. I love stirring it and watching it, and the sweetness of the milk. Oh, and I would even add a teaspoon of sugar. How many of you people added a teaspoon of sugar to your Nestle's Quick? Because Nestle's Quick wasn't just like right out of the box sugary. It was just chocolatey. So I had to add some sugar. Then I found this stuff that was like Ovaltine. It had a funny little flavor to it. Wasn't as good as Nestle's Quick, but it had more sugar content. Yeah, I found that too. Whew, snortable chocolate. I'm just thinking about all the things that people can be working on, and we're trying to snort chocolate. I think we have more serious endeavors, people. Can we find something better to do than snort some chocolate? And pretty soon, it'll be, we caught a black man snorting chocolate. To prison with him. You never know about liberals.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, NanoCurcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. NanoCurcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. NanoCurcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Today, the U.S. economy added 213,000 jobs in the month of June. Now, unemployment rates did rise 0.2% up to 4% now. Wages also increased modestly last month. Steve Forbes, CEO of Forbes Media, reacts to the unemployment report.
There's a lot of good news, and it shows the economy is going in the right direction. And if we don't get a full-scale trade war, it's going to be a real boon for this economy. You'll see the stock market go up several thousand points if we get that cloud out of the way. But that is a cloud over there.
Today, Vice President Mike Pence also delivered remarks at ICE headquarters.
In this White House, let me be clear. We are with you 100%. And as the president said last night, we will always stand proudly with the brave heroes of ICE and our Border Patrol.
This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed.
John Nolte's writing, and he and I wrote together, I think he was with, did some Tacky Mag articles a while back. I haven't written for Tacky Mag in years, but Nolte's good, and he covers Hollywood as his beat, loves movies and things like that, and so you get a real sense of what he's about in his writing. He's got an interesting voice. By the way, if you want to call the show, 844-551-8255, 844-551-8255, love to hear from you. Anyway, Hollywood, and here's what John writes. He says, some of us, if you will allow me to brag for a moment, have been warning about the demise of the adult comedy, most specifically the R-rated gross-out comedy, going back 18 months or long before rumors about Donald Trump jumping into the presidential race even began to circulate. Way back in January 2016, after the box office collapse of what should have been Easy Money, The Vacation sequel remake, Seth Rogen's The Night Before, Robert De Niro's Bad Grandpa, and sequels to the monster hits like Magic Mike, Neighbors, and Ted, the writing was on the wall. So, the reason why I'm bringing this up, just so we're clear, it's an article written by John Nolte for the Daily Wire. The reason I'm bringing it up is, number one, it has a, you know, there's a dun-dun-dun-dun coming, but the other thing is how Hollywood and Trump sort of mesh, and I want to talk about the entertainment industry, how Trump is redefining things, and it's going to realign Hollywood, and Hollywood, quite frankly, has been boring for years, but I want to talk about it in the context of Trump, political, as well as socioeconomic, so there we go. So John continues, unlike a gross-out comedy achieves something bigger than making an audience laugh out of the extreme case of awkwardness, the movie really isn't all that much fun. Most of these comedies only offer one thing, the novelty of shock. Now that the shock is worn off, that only leaves ew. Nevertheless, at the expense of comedy genres that have proven their timelessness by lasting for decades, the teen comedy, the romantic comedy, and most especially the family comedy. Hollywood pretty much ignored all of those. Granted, they were running out of creative steam and went all in on the gross-out comedy. Now the chickens have come home to really roost. Now, I want to break in here for a second and say this. The reason why the gross-out comedy became popular, and John sort of circles back on this, has to do with how people think now. The romantic comedy, the family comedies and things like that, those are mainstays. They'll always be those types of stories. But the gross-out comedy is where they've wanted to bring us. And they've brought us kicking and screaming. And there are some of them that are funny, but the majority of them are just retreads of stuff if you're over 34, you know, 35 years old, you've probably gone through the cycle or you're cycling back. So anyway, he says, adult comedies are not just underperforming, they're crashing and burning. Just last week, he covered it in detail. He said, released this weekend, the Will Ferrell, Amy Poehler comedy, The House, is already a mega flop, $9 million. Add to that, Dwayne Johnson's Baywatch, $57 million. Amy Schumer's Snatched, $45 million. Ice Cube's First Fight, $32 million. And Kate McKinnon's Rough Night, $19 million. And Chips, $18 million. Now, he'd already talked about some other flops in his previous article. I didn't bother to go there. But those are the others. The Rock brought in the most at $57 million with Baywatch's, the Baywatch thing. That's it. And by the way, those numbers may seem big, $57 million for that movie. It's not. One of my friends made a movie. His name is Mike Bender. He made a movie with Kevin Costner. He says, Kevin, we made $22 million or something like that in the box office and another, you know, $25 million in DVD. And he says, I haven't received a penny beyond my creative pay in the making of the film. And he wrote the film, and he owns the film. And he says, I haven't made a penny above that, whatever he invested. He says, now it may, down the road, start paying something, but it hasn't. He's $47 million into this film, and he hasn't made a nickel. So that gives you an idea. These films, in order to make money, they got to get, well, you know, 100 plus million dollars, and because the budgets for these things are enormous. Anyway, he goes on to say this. Hollywood comedies today are as forgettable as they are intolerable. All snark and filth, no heart. Excruciating, unappealing. I forgot to mention that dreadful Ghostbusters remake, a movie so unpopular I found the Blu-ray at Walmart for just $3 the other day. And it included a limited edition Ghostbusters socks. Rather than face the fact that the novelty of body fluids is played out, rather than come to terms with the evidence that too many of these so-called comedy stars, through their obnoxious and insulting politics, long ago lost the goodwill of the audience, rather than accept the settled science that America misses the likes of John Candy, Goldie Hawn, John Hughes, Steve Martin, Chris Farley, Chevy Chase, Rick Moranis, giants who not only made us laugh, but made us feel good about life, love, and family. Hollywood is blaming, wait for it, President Trump. Yeah, that's the bum, 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 bum. We need that. We need that sound bite. Yeah, look that up for me. So many truths in what he's saying here, because as he's naming these films and these actors, I'm going, wow, yeah, I remember Goldie Hawn in the movie where she played, it's in the military. I forget the name of it, but yeah, you remember these iconic, I remember Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell in Overboard. You remember that? Funny film. You know, feel good. He goes on to say this, John Nolte, who I'm reading from in the Daily Wire. He says, but why are critics and audiences pleased? Another point that's been raised is that many of the scripts produced and released this summer were sold in the pre-Trump era. But they're blaming Trump, folks, for the flops. Let me tell you what's so funny about this. Donald Trump has made the expendable income of people to be able to go to the movies available. He's the one who's making you. You have a few extra bucks to say, you know what? Where did I get this extra $57? Maybe I'll take the wife and kids to the movies. Because Donald Trump is giving you a job. He's giving you hope. I talked the other day. How many people was it? 100,000 people that are off of part-time jobs and now into full-time jobs. I think it's 107,000. That was the number. Those people now can go to the movies. They've been living hand to mouth. When you work part time, man, you're paddling under the water fast, right? Because you're trying to keep your head above it. But when you get your full time job, you're like, hey, cool. And you know what the first thing you want to do? You say, when I get that check that I've been living on meager money, now I got a check. I'm going to take this check. I'm going to pay some bills. Now I'm going to go take mama and the kiddos out for dinner. Or mama may say, I'm going to take daddy and the kiddos out for dinner. Just so we're not misogynists here at the show. But whatever you do, Donald Trump has freed people up to go enjoy this stuff. You know what the problem is? Hollywood doesn't give them anything to enjoy. look, I keep coming back to this, folks. I wish I had the money and the experience. I would start a conservative version of Hollywood. I would put everything into it. I would have you guys bringing me your home film and all this, and we'd have different genres that would even allow you as an amateur filmmaker to get your stuff showcased, and I would have it all over the place. I would love to do that. I want Hollywood marginalized beyond belief. I want Hollywood working for $15 an hour. I want De Niro accepting a movie going, I'll take it. They go, look, it's $15 an hour, Robert. What do you want to do? He's like, can you do 17? No, it's 15, Robert De Niro. Your call. Look, we got a lot of people lined up. I'll take it. Look, I'll take it. Okay, let's do it. Let's write it up. I'll take it. And what's funny then is Nolte goes in to talk about the definition of what makes a good comedy change quickly and dramatically in the past year, because SNL, all the late night TV shows have decided Trump is the comedy. We're going to make you laugh at him. And he goes on to say this, you see, America only wants to laugh at Trump now. That's it. That's all we want to do. Point and laugh at our president. If more movies ridicule Trump, we would flock to them. And that is why the adult comedies are flopping, because they don't laugh at Trump. I wouldn't see a movie that laughed at Trump. I don't think most people will either. But that's what Nolte contends. He says, when you consider the fact that in order to be a hit, a comedy needs to sell about 10 million tickets, needs to convince about 3% of the American population to drop the $9, the stupidity of the analysis that it's Trump's fault takes your breath away. Those of us who live in the real world realize that without the comedy genre to rely on, the film business is in serious trouble. Outside of horror, comedy was the only remaining genre in Hollywood that could be produced on the cheap and relied upon to make a quick profit. Folks, you're killing their profits. Keep doing it. Seth Rogen, I'm not seeing any more of his films. Amy Schumer, you couldn't pay me to go. Tina Fey, they're killing themselves.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. Glad you're with me. I got a funny story. And I want to, before we even get into it, I want to talk about the idea of apes and things like that, because Howard Cosell, you guys may not be old enough to know about this. I'm sure you are. Most of my audience would be. But Howard Cosell was watching a guy run, and he was like, look at that little monkey run. And he got in big trouble. This is like in the 70s, maybe the 80s. But he got in big trouble over this because it was a black dude who got an interception, ran it back in, and Howard Cosell called him a monkey. And I remember as a kid going, what's the big deal? And then Howard Cosell said, in his mea culpa, I apologize, I called him a monkey. And he goes, I say that about my grandkids. It was truly a term of endearment. And we have a friend right now. Her name is Melissa, and she's got a son. In fact, one of our other buddies, Zach, said, don't call him that. Don't call him that. But Melissa's a white girl. She's got a son. He's white. His name is Will. And she says, hey, come on, monkey, when he's up to bat. And Zach, who's a crazy little white dude, goes, don't do that. Don't even do that in private. He goes, don't call this kid a monkey. And because he's like, it's not manly enough. you know, like I guess he could call, she could call him an ape. But she calls her son Little Monkey. And it's no big deal. But boy, you say monkey in any way, shape, or form, and black people just go crazy. Yeah. So I laugh at the silly Negroes who associate apes or monkeys or whatever with black people. What low self-esteem must you have to think of yourself as an ape? Which, for the record, there are times I look at the majesty of a silverback gorilla, and I would love to be inside of that body. Even just a split second ago, that's what this feels like. Have you seen the video of the gorilla dancing? Oh, my gosh. You guys got to see that video. This gorilla is getting down, man. I mean, somebody put it to music, and it looks like he was actually dancing to this song, and it wasn't cut. He was just having a great time splashing water. It is amazing. But anyway, I digress. I would love to be in the form of that majestic animal, that beast, to feel the muscular, you know, power, the sinew, if you will, of that muscle that could lift an SUV off the ground and throw it at you. But we, you know, black folks are, oh, you associated me with an ape. I associate all humans with apes. Yeah, I call white people, black people, all of them. I call them monkeys. I call you a porch monkey if all you're going to do is sit around and wait on a check. I call you a baboon if you're an idiot. I use all kinds of simian to talk about these knucklehead leftists. You want to get upset? Look, go get upset if somebody implies if you know that you aren't. Look, if you want to act apish, if you want to act an idiot, then I'm going to call you that. The black leftists whine that white people see blacks as apes. I'm guessing because of the color, right? But there are albino apes. And what of those white-faced chimpanzees? So, you know, to want to think of yourself that way, you have to feel low. And like I said, there are many times I would rather be kin to an ape rather than these idiot black leftists or these idiot leftists in general. And one such leftist is a guy by the name of D. Ray McKesson. He's being sued by a New Orleans cop. And I hope that guy wins. We talked about it earlier, so that's not why I want to talk about D. Ray today. D. Ray blocked me on his Twitter page because I dare not agree with everything he says. I got people on Twitter that come after me all the time. Y'all know. Had a lady from the PGA say, Kevin, I love your Twitter feed, but oh, boy. And I went, what? She goes, at times. And I go, I know. But I go, look, you know I never go after anybody that doesn't go after me. She says, I know. I watch it. The PGA. They follow my Twitter feed. That's golf. Ain't many apes play golf. But anyway, yeah, so D. Ray McKesson is mad at the referral of blacks as apes, and leader of a cop-killing terrorist group called Black Lives Matter finds racism in the movie The Planet of the Apes. Now, one of the apes wears a vest that looks like the vest that McKesson always wears, his trademark vest. And I tried to tweet to D-Ray, hey, the ape had it first. Isn't that cultural appropriation of the apes? But I couldn't get my tweet through because he's blocked me. So I had some other people tweet it to him. Yeah, he can't get around me. But yeah, the race pimps find something to be mad about in everything. This is a movie, Planet of the Apes. It is depicting man's subhuman creatures, chimpanzees and apes and orangutans and what have you, of rising and becoming more, you know, smarter than man. They're obviously stronger, and putting together, you know, their own colony, their own world, if you will. Nothing wrong with that. Great premise. It's like the blob, you know, this amorphous thing that just comes and takes over man, and man has to figure out how to stop it. But D. Ray McKesson says that they put this ape in his garb, and it's supposed to be meant. In other words, I guess he's taking it personally that the ape who was in the movie was wearing this vest long before D. Ray was ever thought of. I'm talking about in the old version, folks, not the new version. Somebody got a picture of it and went, D. Ray, check it. Oh, man. The idea that somebody can make me think of myself in the mentioning of the apes is ridiculous. You know, as an ape, is ridiculous. It should be for all black people. But see, the left, they love their narrative. So any mention of a monkey, an ape, a chimp, and so on has to be derisive towards blacks. It can't just be that you're talking about monkeys and apes or that you're talking about humans. In fact, I'll tell you, I use it all the time against leftist blacks because I know how much they hate it. You could call me monkey till you were blue in the face. I would think it was a term of endearment. I'd be like, oh, you're being sweet. Thank you. Or ape, I would think you're telling me I'm very strong. Or an orangutan, you're telling me I'm smart. Whatever. There's nothing about what you would say that's going to make me go, you know, you're trying to refer to me that way. I'm subhuman. Blah, blah, blah. You got to be pretty small-minded to do that. But I wanted to find out what were the origins of this. And in the history of European cultures, the comparison of apes to humans and monkeys and apes was disparaging from the beginning. Plato quoted Heraclitus, and he declared apes ugly in relation to human and men, apish in relation to gods. This was cold comfort for the apes. It transcendentally disconnected them from their human co-primates. The fathers of the church went one step further. St. Gregory and St. Isidore of Seville compared pagans to monkeys. So as you can see, these references omit black folks. So where did the comparison of blacks and apes begin? Several centuries later, in 1633, a guy by the name of John Dorn, in his Metempsychosis, even let one of Adam's daughters be seduced by an ape in a sexual affair, and she eagerly reciprocated and became helplessly hooked. As the old saying goes, once you go black. Then the sexual manifestation of the ape became intimately entwined with a racist dimension. Already Jean Bodin had a theory of sovereignty that described the sexual intercourse of animals and humans to Africa of the Sahara. He characterized the region as a hotbed of monsters arising from the sexual union of humans and animals. He was trying to imply that black folks rose from that. Yeah. Now you know. But must blacks accept this depiction? And as I consider the question, I remember the Geico caveman commercials. You guys remember those? And I laughed heartily at those commercials. So easy a caveman could do it. And the disgusted look on the face of the caveman like, oh, you've got to be kidding me, right? And those commercials were very entertaining. In fact, they were funny as heck. And they depicted early man as a simpleton, giving cavemen a stereotype. We've done it before when brutes were depicted as carrying a club, carrying a woman over their shoulders. You know, the caveman idea. That was what they would say to you. Oh, man, you act like a caveman, like you just bogart a woman. Anyway, the commercial spun off a TV series, and I was researching the story, and I found a forum expressing the views on this. And the producers of this new comedy series, Caveman, says, based on popular Geico commercial, insurance commercials, faced questions from the media as to whether the show was a metaphor for the black experience and stereotyping. And all I could think was, wow, implications about low intelligence and sophistication is stereotyping. That's never happened to any other ethnic group, huh? Polacks and Swedes, Italians and Irishmen, people didn't mean it, right? They were just teasing you. See, the thing about this is when you learn that you are human and you understand that there's nothing that can change that, you can take things in stride. You can make it a joke. But see, D. Ray McKesson isn't human. He's removed himself from that because he wants to be black, not just part of the human race.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.